Have you ever had your heart broken? I mean, chest aching, cannot eat, cannot sleep, cannot imagine feeling whole again heartbreak? Today, I want to introduce you to a friend who is not frightened by wounded hearts. He does not ask you to hide the broken pieces or pretend that everything is fine. His name is Jesus. Hello, Fearless One. I'm Narissa Golden, and today we are talking about what happens when heartbreak begins affecting how we think, how we live, and whether we still believe life can be good. I know today's topic isn't the kind we want to deal with at all in our lives, but I feel led to do this. And if you know someone who is dealing with a broken heart or life's disappointments right now, I want you to share it with them and add a little note about your desire for them to be healed and whole. I'm going to tell on my big sis for a minute. We used to share a room as children, and I remember she would always be reading these Mills and Boone's romance novels. Color me surprised the other day to see Mills and Boone's novels are still in print, just more modern. But anyway, she would have the books and always hiding them when my parents came in the room. And I guess I would sneak to see what she was reading and eventually began sneaking to read them too. Of course, that eventually leads to daydreaming that one day you would fall in love. And of course, in the inevitable course of the relationship, the man breaks your heart. And I swear you felt that heartbreak as if it were real in your own 12-year-old way. But in many ways, as much as in my imagination, I could feel the ache and longing as if I'd been in love with this dashing hero, I also knew it wasn't real. Well, I was completely shocked the first time I really had my heart broken, that it wasn't metaphorical. It isn't imagination. I swear if a doctor had cut me open, he would find my heart in pieces. That stuff really hurts. I don't mean to make light of it, but it is a genuine pain that you feel in your physical body. It also wounds your spirit and leaves a scar. That experience taught me that heartbreak is not merely a poetic idea. Emotional pain can be felt in the body. But I also learned that what we do with that pain determines whether it becomes part of our story or takes control of the story. One more confession. I don't let my cuts just heal and keep it moving. I am going to mess with that thing even as the body does what it does. And wouldn't you know, you rip that scab off and you're bleeding again. I want you to know today that Jesus is asking you to stop playing with the cut. Playing with the cut can look like repeatedly checking someone's social media, rehearsing what happened, returning to conversations that cannot change the outcome, using the wound as proof that no one can be trusted, rejecting new possibilities before they can hurt us, building an identity around what was lost. Remembering what happened is not the same as playing with the cut. Grieving is not failure. Healing does not require you to deny the wound. Playing with the cut is when we repeatedly return to the pain in ways that keep it open. Before I began to write this episode, I was planning to go in a completely different direction, but I felt led to this path today. There is a song written by Wayne Watson, but the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir made it a major hit in the 80s, Friend of a Wounded Heart. The song came to mind and I had to play it. I will add a link to the show notes so you can take a listen. But it starts, smile, make them think you're happy. Laugh and say that things are fine. We do that, don't we? We have been raised to hide our emotions, to suck it up, shake it off, move on. And just as in episode 7, I spoke about celebrating and taking the time to make memorials to the good things, we must be willing to stop and acknowledge the things that have shaken our world, broken our heart, made us get shaky and doubtful about our future. When pain remains unacknowledged, it can begin to shape the way we think, respond, and live. Prolonged emotional distress can affect our sleep, appetite, energy, and physical well-being. It can also cause us to lose hope, abandon dreams, and withdraw from life. Scripture describes this as wounded or broken spirit. Proverbs 18:4 asks, "A wounded spirit, who can bear?" The Bible does not pretend that emotional pain stays neatly contained in one part of us. It can affect how we experience everything. A broken heart does not have to become a broken life. Jesus invites us to acknowledge the wound, bring it to Him, and receive the help we need to begin living again. Even when it's not physical death, it can be the death of a dream or goal, an unwillingness to try again. We give up. We decide this thing is not for me. It is not meant for me to have good things. I want you to know that your friend Jesus wants to heal your wounded and broken heart. The writer of Psalm 83, 3 to 4 and verse 6 said, "For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps." David said in Psalms 32, 3 and 4, "When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer." He is telling us that his inability to express the anguish and guilt feel like he is physically wasting away. Sometimes when I read the Psalms, I think that David was very dramatic. Today we would say he was very in touch with his feelings. He celebrated God when things were good and when they weren't. He cried out to God when he screwed up and when he felt lost and alone. You may not have someone you feel you can share the pain that is causing you to feel hopeless today, but I want you to know that God is with you and he hears you. I want you to be honest with him. He sent Jesus to not only be our savior, but to have a real understanding of how humans feel. Then he let Jesus live out a life that we can model. Isaiah 61, 1 to 3, speaking the words that Jesus would later repeat in the synagogue, says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, A Christian Entrepreneur's Guide to Life and Business, on your bookshelf or on your Kindle. Thank you so much for buying it. But you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com. Your God loves you. I want you to take a deep breath and say out loud, "I am loved." I want you to imagine God standing in front of you and he's beckoning you. Don't hesitate, run. Just allow him to embrace you and feel him taking away all the pain. He's not rushing you, so you don't need to let go of him just yet. Rest. He wants to give you rest. When you're ready, unburden your soul to him. Show him the broken pieces and ask him, what can he do with that? Trust me, he will take them. Remember that song? Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, and broken toys. I don't know why I've been feeling so nostalgic today. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrow into joy. That was Dallas Holmes. I know I use God and Jesus interchangeably because they're all one and the same and yet unique. So if it's not Daddy God you want to unburden yourself to, then let your big brother Jesus, your lawyer and best friend, take the load off. Neither one of them will turn you away. In this moment, those of you listening who are physically sick are on my heart, and I see God beckoning you not to despair, not to be brokenhearted or feel shame at what you feel you've left undone or never achieved. I see him asking for those broken pieces. He wants to heal you where you are. The song says, "Jesus, he meets you where you are. Jesus, he heals your secret scars." May I just pray with you today? Jesus, I have nothing to give you but broken hopes and dreams, a heart that is shattered beyond repair, and a life that has been less than I expected it to be. I haven't lived up to my own expectations, and I don't feel in this moment that I'm even worthy to ask you to do this. But I ask you now to take this shattered heart, take my shattered dreams, and turn them into joy. My body is a reflection of the pain I've been carrying for so long. I don't want to be in pain anymore. I want to live. I want to get back in the playground of life and be brave enough to follow the dreams that have lived in my heart for decades. I give it all to you. Thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my big brother. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing all for me so I could live. Today, I receive your love, your help, and the courage to begin healing. Restore my hope and lead me one step at a time back into the life you have given me. I trust you with my healing and my future. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, I'm excited for you. Psalms 147 verse 3 says, "He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds." Sometimes Jesus begins healing us through prayer and scripture. Sometimes he also uses a doctor, therapist, counselor, pastor, trusted friend, or support group. Receiving help is not evidence that your faith has failed. It may be part of God's provision for your healing. If you're a parent or you have younger siblings, you might remember when one of them would fall off a playground apparatus and you would help them get back up and you set them back to doing what they were doing. Sometimes we might have wished they would sit quietly, but no. They want to go back to jumping off the jungle gym or going backwards down the slide. Once Jesus has taken the pain that you've handed over, he isn't going to say, "Sit here indefinitely." He will nudge you to go back out to play. Whether that's about dating again or starting a new business or pursuing that dream you put down, he's calling you to model him. Just as in Isaiah 61, he told us what he came to do, he's expecting you to do the same. Now you have named it. You've told the truth about what hurt and what you lost. You brought it honestly to Jesus, and I hope you can share it with someone safe. And if there is no one, write it in your journal or on your phone in a note. Next, you've got to move. Take one small action that reconnects you with life. Your movement may be sending a voice note, accepting an invitation, holding someone's hand, humming a song, doodling, booking a counseling appointment, or returning to something you once loved. This is how you get back on the playground. Heartbreak does not only make us question what happened, it can make us question who we are. We begin to call ourselves unwanted, foolish, abandoned, or forgotten. But what happened to you does not have the authority to rename you. Your identity was established by God before your heart was ever broken. I want to know if this episode was for you. Send me a message on Instagram at Truly Nerissa Golden or leave a comment wherever you listen to this podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about getting back out into that playground of life. Until then, live fearless. Thank you for listening to Fearless One with Nerissa Golden. If this episode encouraged or challenged you, please subscribe, leave a comment, and share it with someone who may need to hear it. These simple actions help the platforms recognize that these conversations matter and make it easier for others to discover the podcast. This podcast is intended to encourage and inform. It is not a substitute for medical advice, mental health care, professional counseling, or pastoral support. If you are struggling, please reach out to a qualified professional or someone you trust. If you feel you may harm yourself or are in immediate danger, contact your local emergency services or crisis support service now. Until next time, remember who you are, whose you are, and live fearless.